On a Friday evening in late June, Liliana Quintero received a call from one of the Spanish interpreters working at a COVID-19 testing site in Goshen, Indiana. The area has one of the state's higher Latinx populations and higher rates of COVID-19 cases.
Say, Liliana, I need to inform you that the nurse who is in charge of this site just told me that each time that she sees Hispanics coming to this site, she's going to call the police.
That sort of racial profiling upset Quintero and was a serious threat to local residents. County and state health officials quickly shut down the testing site and replaced it with one managed by the state. Optum, the state contractor that provided testing, apologized to the Goshen community. In an emailed statement, Optum said it ended our relationship with this person upon learning of their behavior, which was totally inconsistent with our values.
It was sad. It was hard.
Quintero is director of the Northern Indiana Hispanic Health Coalition. She says the incident could have undermined work to build their clients' trust in the local government.
We cannot be always there acting as a bridge. That was the beginning of a lot of huge learning experience for everybody.
The profiling incident is also part of a larger problem. Months into Indiana's fight against COVID-19, some community health leaders say testing efforts don't always consider the Hoosiers they serve. That includes Black and Latinx Hoosiers, as well as undocumented immigrants and refugees.
In general, they're afraid of any government.
Margarita Hart is executive director for Esperanza Ministries, a nonprofit that works with undocumented immigrants. She's also executive director of the Indiana Community Health Workers Association. Her organizations have spent years building trust in Black and brown communities. Yet Hart says the state didn't reach out to them when building its pandemic response.
But you're taking an asset and ignoring it. You know, it's like hammering a nail with a rock instead of the hammer that you already have in your toolbox.
The State Department of Health said in an email that testing site employees do not ask questions about citizenship or immigration status. But Hart said stories like the one in Goshen spread quickly on social media. She isn't willing to tell undocumented people she works with that they'll be safe from immigration if they go to a testing site. That could undermine her credibility.
But you know, it takes one nurse, one individual, one person in that testing site to simply call the police for them to then turn around and said, but Margarita, you said no one was going to come after us.
Community health leaders say the state's COVID response has been more successful with local input. One example is a state study on how the virus spreads. It initially recruited participants to be tested by sending out postcards.
We knew immediately that people of color would not respond to those postcards.
That's Sharon Tubbs, the director of Health Visions Midwest, a health education organization in Fort Wayne. Because of a history of mistrust of government and research, Tubbs didn't think members of the Black, Latinx, and refugee communities would participate in the study. So she pushed for a more meaningful project with the state.
We felt that we needed some more collaboration on the front end.
In a letter to the state, Health Visions Midwest said they would not help with a testing site for the study unless the state offered tests to everyone in the community. The state agreed, and Tubbs says a site in Fort Wayne tested more than 300 people in one day. Meanwhile, Quintero advocated for testing on days and during hours better for factory workers in the Elkhart area. That was helpful for the many workers who are undocumented immigrants, and a far cry from the earlier racial profiling incident.
As I say, it's an eye-opener, and hopefully that is going to be helping everybody to be a little more caring, more empathetic about the reality of what we face.
In an email, the State Department of Health said it has worked extensively with representatives of Indiana's minority communities and other partners around the state to build awareness of the need for testing and resources that are available. The health advocates hope the state continues efforts to build trust in the communities hardest hit by the virus. Lauren Bavis, Side Effects Public Media.